Welcome to Today's Homeowner with Danny Lipford, your partner in home improvement. Everyone has questions about their home. We've got the answers, and we have a few laughs along the way. Informative, entertaining, and sometimes off the wall. Home improvement has never been this much fun.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Today's Homeowner Radio Show. You know, this is the place where you're going to get the most practical, realistic, most current home improvement information you can find anywhere. I'm Danny Lipford, along with my buddy Joe Truini.
Hello, everyone, and thanks so much for joining us. And welcome, Danny, to February. Here we are, the first day of February, in the middle of winter. In fact, I think this year it's actually a leap month. I think we have an extra day of February for all those people who love February. I suspect there are a few of them out there. You have an extra day of February. But Danny and I are here each and every week to talk about home improvement. So if you've got a job going on in your house, some sort of project, give us a call. We'll see if we can help you out today.
And that particular day, February 29th, is what we call moving day. Because I'm going to invite all my friends everywhere around. Come on over to my house.
Oh, is that
when
you move?
I want to show you something. And then I'm going to have vans and big old panel trucks there. And
well, now that you've announced that, your friends are going to, February 29th is going to be turn off my phone day.
I know. Leap day is moving day.
Leave the house day. Danny might call day.
And the first night in my new house will be my 37th wedding anniversary.
Is it really?
March 5th.
On that day?
Yeah. Sharon, I told my wife that and everything. She just like rolled her eyes. She goes, whatever. Oh, boy. Romantic fool. But, hey, we are so glad that you're with us right here. We're going to have a lot of fun, I guarantee, like we do every week. But we have so many really interesting things all lined up this week. First of all, I want to give you that important number, 800-946-4420 is the Today's Homeowner Hotline, and it has been on fire. There's a lot of information, a lot of really cool tips, and a few kind of funny things that have come through this week we're going to share with you. Also, during this time of the year, we always have a lot of questions about ice damming. Maybe not in the southeast, but certainly in the northern part of the country, problems are starting to occur with that. We're going to tell you what can be done at your house if you're suffering from this kind of problem.
And we also have a listener that had a problem with moths in her pantry, and that's very common this time of year. You know, they start off as little larvae of some sort, and you often find them in cereals and rice and grains, that sort of thing, and they eventually become moths and start flying around your house. So we're going to offer a couple of solutions to that problem.
And if you watch the Today's Homeowner television show, you may have seen an episode recently where we did a facelift on a kitchen, which involved a lot of painting of a lot of doors and drawers. And that can be very problematic when you do a project like that. How do you spread all of that out? I mean, if you're not able to put a coat of primer on it, then come back and put your two coats of finish coat on it, and you're having to do a little at a time and move them around, boy, it can be a mess, and it can take twice as long. Chelsea came up with a great solution. She's going to drop by and answer a question from one of our viewers about exactly how they did what they did there.
And later on in this hour, I'm going to share a simple solution on how to use a plastic milk crate in a child's room for not only storage, but also as a seat.
Oh, that's a good idea. That's a good idea. Hey, Joe, I was, you know, I'm been the home improvement expert for the Weather Channel. It's about 15 years going now, and recently did a little morning segment about some of the things that just energy saving tips for the winter. And some of these cost you nothing. Some of them cost very little. But I thought it would be, you know, a good idea to maybe remind everybody about a few things. Think about this: 55% of all of your utility bill goes to heating and cooling your house. So it only makes sense that that's the first stop in any energy saving effort, to go to that little special device on the wall in your hall, the thermostat, and have a little talk with it. Because
probably can talk to some of these things.
Yeah, now you are able to do that. Well, actually, in most of them, you don't even have to go to the hallway. You can just pick up your phone wherever you are and use your app. But the thing about it is, it's been proven over and over that if you lower that temperature, every degree you go down, you're saving a certain percentage on your utility bill. So if you can, you know, some people can tolerate cold better than others, but if you can bring that down a little bit, put on an extra sweater, maybe wear a robe from time to time, or break out the favorite quilt while you're sitting around watching TV and so forth. All of those efforts like that can make a big, big difference. And also some of the other things that people don't realize, water heater, you know, those things usually are set at like 130.
Right. And you can bring them down.
Yeah, you can bring them down to 120 and never realize it. There again, your utility bill, your total utility bill, 13% of it goes right to heating the water in your home. Again, that's the second largest user of electricity in your home. Might as well turn it down a little bit. Another thing is, if you've got a nice sunny day, even if it's cold, open those curtains up and let that heat gain that comes in from the sun warm up those rooms, and that'll save you a little bit of money on that. Another thing, if you're not using your fireplace, close the damper, because if you leave it open, that hot air that you're paying a lot of money for will go right up the chimney, and you won't be able to have the advantage of it by just simply closing it. Now, can a ceiling fan help you in the winter? Absolutely, if it's in the clockwise, if it's running in clockwise position as you're looking up. Because what it does, as you know, Joe, it pushes that hot air that's hanging up here above all of us.
Right.
And it'll push it against the ceiling, and then it'll come down right back out into the living area that you have. So it should be on low and really won't do you much good unless you're in that room to feel that hot air coming back down. But those are some real simple things that really won't cost you any money at all, that you can do this weekend to really drive down your energy bill. And of course, sealing the envelope of the home is also something that we also recommend.
Yeah, and the first thing, and this is Danny was saying that, you know, a lot of these projects aren't very expensive. And here you go, grab a caulking tube and caulking gun and start sealing up any crack. You'd be surprised, the smallest little crack will have cold air blowing in, and it'll change the feeling in the house, and you start cranking up the heat, and that wastes money. There are insulation kits you can put on windows, plastic shrink wrap kits if you have older windows that have air blowing in, weather stripping, and even those little socket gaskets. And I'm not sure if everyone's really familiar with these.
Yeah.
Aren't they amazing? Whoever came up with this idea, I thought it was brilliant. But they're just little thin foam rubber gaskets that you fit behind your outlet. So you take the switch plate off, the outlet plate off of every wall outlet, and you press this thing on. It already has the little holes punched in it, so you just press it over. And if before doing that, by the way, hold your hand up. You'd be surprised how much cold air blows through. Mm-hmm. And then don't forget, in most houses, every 8 feet, you have one of these holes punched in your wall with the outlet. So there's cold air blowing in. And those little gaskets do a great job of sealing off that air.
Every little step like this does make a big, big difference. Another question my friend Jim Cantori had asked. I've known Jim for a long time, and he loves talking about homes and so forth. And one of the things he asked about is insulation in the attic. He's heard me talk before about what a great return on your home improvement dollar putting insulation in your attic. But he's kind of asking what kind, where, how is it really do-it-yourself friendly? And you know, if you have blown insulation in your attic now, you probably should go back with blown insulation and just match it up. It just makes the most sense. But again, we always talk about 14 to 15 inches in your attic, no matter where you live. Now, if you have bat insulation that's rolled out, then you can add additional insulation to it, but make sure you don't have any the faced type insulation. You want it unfaced. And of course, we talk about mineral wool insulation, stone wool insulation also is a great example. But another thing we covered is myths, things you shouldn't do. And here's two of them. Both involve vents. First of all, if you have a room that you're not using very much, you may have heard to close the door, close the vent. They even have these little vent covers that go over these things. Bad idea. Don't do that at all. The can actually cost you more money because of the short cycling that takes place in your heating system that will actually cost run more in electricity and or gas, whatever you have, than heating the entire space. So don't close those vents off. And also, Joe, we talk a lot about, no matter where you live in the country, those foundation vents also need to be left open.
That's right. Foundation vents should be left open, and also attic vents. I can't tell you how many times I've gone up into an attic where people had gable end vents, and these are the vents. You see, they're louvered, typically made out of wood, and they're on the gable end high up on the house, and they put plastic over it because cold air is blowing in. Well, you want the attic to be as close to the outside temperature as possible, because if you're warming it first of all, you're paying for all that warm air to go into your attic where no one's living, but it could also create something Danny spoke about earlier, which is ice dams, which we'll get to later. So yeah, leave all those vents open and your house will be happier and so will you.
And remember, all of this information is available for you right now, all the time, at todayshomeowner.com. Well, you can see we are ready to go. We've got so many callers lined up, a lot of great emails that came in. I really appreciate you sending those emails. Just a reminder there, that is todayshomeowner.com/ask to send your emails anytime. We really enjoyed some of the comments we got here. Well, we'll make you chuckle here in a little bit because we have some very clever and very funny listeners that participate here with the Today's Homeowner Radio Show each week. Hey, we're glad you're with us. We'll be right back with more of Today's Homeowner Radio.
When it comes to your bathroom, the shortest distance between outdated and updated is a trip to the Home Depot's Days of Doing Bath event. Like vanities up to 40% off, faucets from only $49, plus a wide selection of online bath products. Can't make the trip? We can deliver. It's a good time to be a doer and a saver. Now at the Home Depot, how doers get more done. Limited time only. Event end dates vary by store. See store for details.
If your old kitchen's full of fumes and your bath's a steamy mess, they need a makeover, and you need to enter the Healthiest Home on the Block contest, brought to you by Brone Newtone and Today's Homeowner. The winner gets a healthy home audit and a whole house ventilation package, which includes a range hood, exhaust fans, and a balanced ventilation system. Plus, their makeover will be featured on a special episode of the Today's Homeowner TV show. See official rules and enter now for your chance to win the Healthiest Home on the Block at todayshomeowner.com/healthyhome.
Today's Homeowner is brought to you by The Home Depot, how doers get more done.
And welcome back to the show. We're so happy to be able to be with you each and every week on great radio stations all over the country, like this one in Los Alamos, New Mexico, KRSN AM 1490.
And hello to Chief Operating Officer David Sutton. Thank you, David, for putting us on the air there. Los Alamos Danny is located in north central New Mexico, and it's famously known as the home of the Manhattan Project.
Oh, yeah.
The atom bomb, right? We've all heard of that. That's where the atom bomb was created during World War II.
Yeah, there was a movie about that. I wanted to see that.
Well, I'm sure there is.
Movie again. Yeah.
Probably more than one, yeah. It was based out of the Los Alamos National Laboratory. Highly secretive, of course, and it helped bring the end to World War II.
That's right. Yeah, great. Well, special hello to everybody listening in and around that area. We certainly appreciate you being a part of the Today's Homeowner Radio team. And, yeah, of course, you can always reach out to us anytime, like right now, and pick up the phone, 800-946-4420, the Today's Homeowner hotline, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. And also send us emails anytime by going to todayshomeowner.com/ask. Right now, we're going to go to Wisconsin and see if we can help Daniel with a little icy problem there. Daniel, welcome to the show.
Hi, thanks for taking my call.
All right, our pleasure. I'll tell you, tell us about the problems you're having with ice dams, and we have Joe Truini, the ice dam pro, to solve all your problems.
That's a nice title.
Can you stop over?
Yeah, he drops by. He's just in Connecticut. Yeah. That's just around the corner from Wisconsin.
I'm a Green Bay Packer fan. I'll be right over.
Well, that's good. Anyway, it's where two hip roofs, like you can see on the picture, comes together. And it's over about 3 feet from where the other, the garage wall meets the house wall. And it's up in that valley. But it's not, that's why I can't find it. If it's hidden behind the garage wall or everything looks really well insulated, and I have venting, you know, the waffle vent things in them.
Yeah, the rafter, the styrofoam rafter venting. Yeah.
I've been up in the attic. I even took part of the soffit off.
Right.
And I just can't figure out why I get an ice dam there.
Okay, well, I can tell you, You might know this, Daniel, but the reason ice dams formed, two reasons. One is heat is leaking up through the ceiling of the living space and warming the attic, and there's not enough ventilation, meaning that you mentioned that you have a lot of insulation in the attic. Well, it's not that you can have too much insulation, but if it's installed improperly, if you have it jammed into areas where it's blocking the flow of air, then it's going to create a problem. And for people who aren't familiar with ice dams, what happens is the underside of the roof is warmed by air that's leaking up from the house, from inside the house, and it melts the layer of snow underneath the blanket of snow. And that water runs down, but when it hits the eave is sticking out beyond the house wall, right? So that's cold.
Yeah.
It's not being warmed by the air. And so what happens is that water runs down underneath the blanket of snow, hits that cold eave, overhanging eave, freezes, and has no place to go, and it builds up and forms what they call a dam. And then water will literally back up the roof and leak in, because roofs are designed, of course, to prevent water, to drain water in one direction, down, not up.
Yeah.
And once it gets up under the shingles, then, you know, it's only a matter of time, find its way through plywood seams or wherever. So the first thing you need to do, and I've done this because I had ice dams, I live in Connecticut, is I got a roof rake, and I rake as soon as I have more than 4 to 6 inches of snow on the roof. I get out the rake and I rake the snow off the bottom edge of the roof. Even if you only go up 3 or 4 feet, that's usually plenty. And that removes the snow. And if you remove the snow, obviously you're removing the water that will eventually leak down and freeze. So that would be the first thing you need to do. Then you have to make sure that insulation's not blocking any of the vents so that you do have good airflow up through the attic. Mm-hmm. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it does. And that's what I read afterwards on a line two about a roof rake and raking that off. And I haven't done that. So I'm going to get me one of them and I'll have to do that.
That's right.
And plus, looking at these photographs, I do notice you have a relatively shallow pitch roof. Looks like a 4-pitch, maybe a 5-pitch. And obviously, the shallower the pitch, the more the snow's going to hang out on your roof. The steeper the pitch, more often it's going to come off. So, yeah, you've got a couple of things going on here that, you know, are going to increase the chance of an ice dam. But if you follow a few of those tips I just gave you, I think you'll be in good shape.
Yeah. Okay. I'll try that.
Well, good, Daniel. Best of luck on that. I'm sure it'll help you out, and I appreciate you being a part of the show. Have a great weekend.
Thanks. You too.
Hey, we're going right to our emails now. You can send us an email anytime by going to todayishomeowner.com/ask. This is from Anna in New Hampshire, and Anna says, this past summer, we spent a considerable amount of money landscaping our property with lots of new plants, shrubs, and trees. Now deers have started eating pretty much everything.
Uh-oh.
What can we do to prevent any more damage? Okay, I've got something here that I think will work pretty well, something that was recommended. Actually, it was a caller we had a few years ago, and it's a device called a scarecrow. And what it is a motion-activated water sprinkler. So all you do is run a water hose out into the affected area. You hook it up, and as soon as it detects any motion from deer or people or whatever.
Neighbors
trying to come over and get your vegetables. it will scatter. It will, of course, wet them all down. Now, I would imagine that would startle a deer and have it. I mean, nobody wants to stand out in the rain. The only question would be on this, Joe, if they have a real large area, they may need more than one.
Right.
But I've heard it's very, very effective. Even on things like we hear a lot about people that have wood sided houses and the woodpeckers and squirrels and things like that. And I've heard people even rigging these up on the side of their house when it would denote that type of motion and it sprays them and they run off. What do you think on that?
Yeah, I think it would work. I mean, definitely, like you said, I think it startles them, they run off, and then it'll stop. And, you know, I don't know if the deer will eventually get used to that. Probably not. But my concern would be Anna's in New Hampshire, and, you can't just lay out a hose full of water in New Hampshire this time of year because, of course, it'll freeze.
Right.
I've had this exact problem. And what I did is, I don't know if people are familiar with this product, it's called Milorganite.
Huh.
And it stands for Milwaukee Organic Nitrogen, but it's a fertilizer that's sold pretty much everywhere. And it has it's made from, believe it or not, it comes from Milwaukee, and it's treated sewage waste is essentially what it is.
I thought for sure you were going to say old beer. I thought for sure you were going to, well, I mean, Milwaukee.
You think there's ever any old beer in Milwaukee? They drink it all. Beer doesn't get a chance to get old in Milwaukee.
Or recycled bowling pins. It could be.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Bowling shoes. No, it's actually, it's from the water, which is a brilliant use of sewage. You know, they dry it out and they treat it and it becomes fertilizer. But it has a particular odor that definitely keeps away deer. I've put it out, and it's fertilizer, so it's great for the plants. It'll keep away the mailman, the dog, I mean, everything. It has a pretty rich aroma, which dies down after a little while. But anyway, deer do not want to go anywhere near it, so that definitely works, milorganite.
Oh.
And also, there's a website that I've visited called deerresistantplants.com, and it's a guy up in, I think he's in Michigan. And I wrote a story about him once, is how I know about it. And he has a nursery, and he grows deer-resistant plants. And he told me two things that were important. One, he doesn't fence in his property. So if the plants are there, deer are not eating it. But also, if it's cold enough and there's enough snow, deer will eat pretty much anything. But any case, so go to this website, check out what plants are deer. No plant is deer-proof, but they're deer-resistant. So obviously, mm-hmm. you don't want to plant anything that they love.
Yeah.
Right? Otherwise, it'll be like a buffet.
That's great then. Hopefully, Anna, that'll help you with some of that. That's got to be a little frustrating when you spend a lot of time and you just all of a sudden you wake up one morning to go out and see, you know, some of the fruits of your labor and realize
they're gone.
The darn deer has eaten it up. Hey, we're just getting started here on today's Homeowner Radio. A lot more information coming up and a best new product that you're going to want to hear, especially if you're in the market for a brand new ladder right here on today's Homeowner Radio. We'll be right back.
If there's a tip or piece of advice you may have missed, find it at todayshomeowner.com/radio.
Need help with a project? We've got hundreds of videos to give you a hand. Go to todayshomeowner.com/videos to browse our video channel.
Today's Homeowner Radio is the right place to get the most practical and realistic advice for your home.
You're listening to the Today's Homeowner Radio Show, and I'm glad you're with us. I'm Danny Lipford, along with my buddy Joe Truini, and it's time for our Best New Product segment, brought to you by The Home Depot, how doers get more done. Now, multi-position ladders have been around for quite a while, and they're really popular because they're so versatile, but they all have one drawback. They are extremely heavy, and I can certainly attest to that because I have one that you just about have to have three people to carry it around. So Warner developed a new model with power light rails to make it easy to move. So it's very easy to transport around all your house to do whatever you need to do. It has a 375-pound load capacity, reaches up to 18 feet, and be configured in up to 24 adjustable positions. I mean, it can be an extension ladder, a double-sided twin-step ladder, a stairway ladder, a 90-degree wall ladder, or two self-supporting scaffolding braces. Very, very versatile. The new shatterproof aluminum J-locks are easier to use, and the oversized impact-resistant push knobs make adjustments more comfortable and will protect the ladder for greater durability. Plus, the extra-wide flared bottom and skid-resistant feet keep you safer while you're doing all of those projects around your house. So, if you're interested in checking out the Warner multi-position ladder, just log on.
Hey, Danny, there's one other really great feature about that ladder and those ladders, like, is that you can store them really easily in smaller spaces. Try storing an 18-foot ladder somewhere. It's like, okay, I guess it's going to be sitting outside, you know. So that's another really great thing about those ladders.
I mean, the trunk of a car, a trunk of most cars, you're able to do that. And so that certainly helps. And for those that are, you know, in the trades, you're always looking for ways to save room in your truck or what van or whatever you're using. So that's good. That's good. And, you know, I had a dinner with the marketing director for Warner, and he told me, he says, you know how I got my position? And I go, well, no, I figured, you know, you worked hard, you did that. He goes, no. I called the NBA and I worked out a deal for my ladder to be and in every game
the
where they're
down?
Cutting
the
nets down. And he says, next time you see that, see if you don't see a Warner thing. And it wasn't a week later, I saw this game and I said, let me check it out. And they were all running around. They just won the game. And I go, they're going to bring out the ladder. And they brought out the ladder. And I'm telling you,
that
he got $1 million worth of advertising right then. So he says, that's how
very
I got
smart.
My job.
Very smart.
Well, okay. It wasn't anything to do with hard work. It was a lucky call. How you like that? So, hey, let's go right to Laura is out in Arizona. Laura, welcome to the show. And tell us a little bit
Thank
about
you
your question
much.
Here, because I think
my
it's a good
question
one.
Is, I'm about ready
Absolutely.
To do the floor trim on an entire 1,800 square foot home. And I will either be staining it or painting pre-primed trim. And on one of your previous shows, I saw a really neat product that was a sawhorse substitute, and they looked to be, from the show, to be like a black plastic stackable product where if I were staining a whole length of floor trim, I would put one on each end of the trim and then could put another piece on top of it, which would be much better than laying the pieces down on either newspaper or a tarp. And messing up kind of the corners of my job. And I haven't been able to find this product at my Home Depot, and I wondered if you could reiterate again who it's made by and the other features about it.
Certainly be more than happy to. I love those little devices like that, the good old problem solution things that you have all kinds of rigs and jigs and things that you're able to do that kind of thing. And then all of a sudden you turn around and there's something already manufactured like that. That's one of the things when you have a daughter like mine, Chelsea, who absolutely loves to shop, she tends to find those kind of things like that. Actually, she's with us right now, Laura, to explain a little bit more about what you saw on that recent episode.
Hey, Laura, I'm so glad that you love those because I thought they were so neat, too. And they are called Stack Rack. So it's Stack Rack. And you can get them at HomeDepot.com. I think a set of them is around $70. So I don't know, a little bit of an investment, but I know that like if it that's one of those tools that once you buy it, you will think of a million different ways to use it. And we ended up buying 2x2s and attached them to the stack racks with screws to create essentially an 8-foot sawhorse. So that might be perfect for your project.
Oh, that sounds great, Chelsea. And that's where I saw him as you were helping that young couple, I think, redo a kitchen cabinet.
That's right. Mm-hmm.
And you were able to stack many, many more layers of work rather than covering some huge floor surface.
Exactly.
So thank you. It's the website, not the store. That's wonderful.
Yes, yes. The website, they have a lot more things online and available, usually for free shipping as well, at HomeDepot.com, so you don't have to go to the store.
And how many come in a package again?
The pack we got had 12, so six sets. Does that make sense?
Okay. That should work.
Yeah, that should be plenty.
It's a lot of trim I've got ahead of me, and it would really be nice to have it up off the ground like that.
Yeah, I love it.
Well, good. There's a problem, and we just provided the solution, and glad we were able to tie everything together like that. And also for our other listeners, if you're curious of what we're talking about, we have it posted right now on our page at todayshomeowner.com/radio. Laura, thanks so much
Will
for being
do.
With
Thank
us, and let us know if we
so
can help you again.
Thank you for an awesome show.
Thank you very much. Have a great weekend. That sounds good. Well, good. There we go. We tied that loop together. And, you know, there's so many of those things out there, though, that, again, the problem solution, you think about, boy, there's got to be something out there. Boy, when you dig into things, you usually can find pretty good solutions.
Yeah, lots of little
gadgets
and gizmos
like that.
Man, if you can, I'm all about paying a few bucks to solve a headache.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, exactly. So, all right, we're rolling right along. Thank you, Chelsea, for dropping by and answering that question. And again, if you want to see this stack rack that we're talking about, you can go to todayshomeowner.com/radio. Coming up, we're going to be telling you a little bit more about the special contest that you can have the healthiest home on the block. Someone's going to win it, and someone's going to get a whole ventilation system and a visit from the Today's Homeowner Television crew to feature your house and your family on the Today's Homeowner Television show. We've got a pretty funny ant story coming up, and a little trivia question, simple solution, and a whole lot more. So don't go anywhere. We'll be right back here on Today's Homeowner Radio.
If there's a tip or piece of advice you may have missed, find it at todayshomeowner.com/radio.
So you like improving your home? Me too. Join me, Chelsea, at checkinwithchelsea.com for even more home improvement tips, tricks, and inspiration. I love improving my home and sharing the ups and downs with you so we can all learn together. Every month, I post a new project or how-to video with lots of other DIY posts in between. If I can do it, I know you can too. So drop by checkinginwithchelsea.com or follow me on Instagram at checkinginwithchelsea.
Are you tired of cleaning your shower? Let Wet n' Forget Shower clean it for you. Wet n' Forget is the quickest, easiest way to keep your shower sparkling clean. Just spray the shower top to bottom and you're done. Next morning, simply rinse it clean. That's it. Use Wet n' Forget Shower once a week to tackle soap scum, shower grime, mold, and mildew stains. No scrubbing, no bleach, and no harsh fumes. Don't waste time scrubbing your shower. Pick up a bottle of Wet n' Forget Shower at the Home Depot. For a $2 off coupon, go to homedepot.com/cleaning savings. Are you hooked on home improvement? Take our easy-to-understand and practical advice with you wherever you go by downloading our Today's Homeowner podcast. With a fresh new episode every week, you'll always have the latest tips and answers to your home improvement questions. Subscribe today through your favorite podcast app or visit todayshomeowner.com/podcast to learn a lot more. When you're working with wood, it's important to have the right tool for the job. Whether you need hand tools, power tools, finishing supplies, or just some good advice, the place to go is woodcraft.com. If you prefer hands-on help, stop by one of the 75 Woodcraft retail stores where you'll find classes taught by woodworking experts plus all the latest woodworking tools and supplies. Woodcraft for all your woodworking needs. Visit them in person or at woodcraft.com or call 1-800-535-4486.
Regardless of your skill level in home repair or woodworking, you want a glue that you can trust, because a glue that doesn't work can ruin any project in a hurry. Fortunately, TiteBond has the glue you need to get the job done with confidence. From interior glues with strong initial tack and short clamp times, to exterior glues with exceptional strength and water resistance, look to TiteBond for the right glue for your next project. For more information, visit TiteBond.com or see them on Facebook.
If your old kitchen's full of fumes and your bath's a steamy mess, they need a makeover, and you need to enter the Healthiest Home on the Block contest, brought to you by Brown Newtone and Today's Homeowner. The winner gets a healthy home audit and a whole house ventilation package, which includes a range hood, exhaust fans, and a balanced ventilation system. Plus, their makeover will be featured on a special episode of the Today's Homeowner TV show. See official rules and enter now for your chance to win the Healthiest Home on the Block at todayshomeowner.com/healthyhome.
And welcome back to the Today's Homeowner Radio Show. I'm Danny Lipford, along with my buddy Joe Truini, and we want to let you know your time has come. This is your last chance to enter the Braun Newtone Healthiest Home on the Block contest. Let me tell you what this is all about. First of all, you go to todayshomeowner.com/healthyhome, and then you enter to win. This is what you'll get. You'll be able to receive a whole house ventilation prize package. It includes a brand new kitchen range hood, brand new bath vent fans, and a complete whole house balanced ventilation system. We're going to make the inside air that you have as good as it can be. And you'll also be featured on a special episode of the Today's Homeowner Television show. That's right. The Today's Homeowner Television crew is going on the road, and we'll go to your house, wherever you live in the country, whoever wins, and we'll do a healthy home audit on the house, and we'll install everything so that you don't have to do a thing. Okay, here it is. Today's homeowner.com/healthyhome, and this contest runs through February the 2nd. So you need to do it right now. This is brought to you by Brone Newton. It's a fantastic prize, and I guarantee you we'll have a lot of fun when we're there, Chelsea and I and the rest of the guys there, to have a lot of fun taping this special episode of Today's Homeowner. And what's so good about this, Joe, is that, you know, we talk about how important the air inside your home is. It's not a real, real sexy subject or anything, but, you know, but the thing about it is, when you're talking about the health of your family, when you're talking about making sure that you're getting all of those carcinogens and allergens and all of this, the wet, moist air, all of these things that are not only costing you money, but making it harder for you to keep your house clean, we're going to solve all of that by installing all of this. And by showing the episode, we're going to be able to share with all of our millions of viewers exactly what they need to do to their home to have better indoor air quality.
Yeah, and it's not a huge investment in money either. And you also get a chance, once you're in a home like that, to find out, you know, if you're upgrading the bathroom vent fan, let's say, you can check to make sure that the original one was actually venting to the outdoors, because it's surprising how often we still hear from people, they go up into the attic and they find that the vent fan is just dumping all that moist air into the attic, but it has to be going to the outdoors. So you had a lot of good reasons, especially this time of year when our homes are buttoned up pretty tightly, to get that clean, fresh air in and the stale air out.
That's right. So last chance, todayshomeowner.com/healthyhome. Okay, we got we're always getting some great emails and everything, but I thought this was pretty good. So let me show you, tell you, this is from Stan, and here's how it starts. Good morning, Joe.
Wait a minute. He sent that to you?
I heard the segment on your show about controlling access to your home by pest. So, Joe,
yes?
I'm glad to be your co-host and working on your show and all that. But so he says here, and this is really cool because he had several different things, but this is one that might hit home for a lot of you. One of my post-retirement jobs was working in a garden department in an Ace Hardware store. I had several encounters with customers who were looking for a product to kill an infestation of small moths in their kitchen. My response to these people was to say, "You're not going to like my answer." Then I would tell them that they need to clean their kitchen. I would go on to explain that the moths were likely breeding in a box bag or container of something in their kitchen. They needed to remove all containers from their cupboards and cabinets and examine the contents for evidence of any kind of insect larva or any type of caterpillar. I commonly got feedback that they found an infested bag of something like cornmeal or flour. It was removed and the problem was solved. So
that's exactly right.
It's really, I mean, we love it when our Today's Homeowner listeners and podcast listeners send in things like this so that we can share them with other people. But there's a good solution right there. Just clean up your kitchen, all right?
That's exactly right. Well, if they're in there, there has to be a food source, and it usually is something, some dry good. So I first discovered it in our pantry. I didn't see the moths, but I saw the larva when I dumped some rice into a pot of boiling water, and I saw these little things float to the surface. I said, they don't quite look like rice. And so that's how I wound up dumping out that rice and getting some. You can buy now airtight containers for all that stuff. Cereal boxes are, you know, almost anything you can get into those.
Unless you really want that type of protein, then you...
Yeah, it is protein. That is right. That is protein.
Keep stirring. Hey, here's another one that came in. Terry writes, "Last year I tried my hand at starting my seedlings indoors for the first time. They germinated extremely fast, and I was really unprepared. Right away, I rigged up a light but I could tell this would not be workable in the long term. So I used clear plastic totes and took them outside during the day. The theory is the cold temps keep the seedlings from growing too fast. It keeps them from lowering to the planting medium. I'm doing this again this year. Big, clear plastic totes with covers are like movable little greenhouses. So for me, the only drawback to sprouting seeds was putting them out in the great outdoors all by themselves. One slug could clear out my newly planted darlings. as an insurance, I lined a circle around each one with Epsom salts. Works much like salt to repel snails and slugs. It's also very beneficial
to the
seedlings.
That's a really smart use of those plastic tubs.
So, Terry, thanks a lot for sharing that with us. Talking about pests, here's a trivia question for you we're going to let you think about. Many people think of ants as pests, but one ancient civilization actually used ants as a pest deterrent. Which civilization used ants and why? So this will be kind of interesting, and we're also going to share with you kind of a funny story that someone wrote in about ants. It's kind of neat. You'll enjoy that, and you'll enjoy the trivia answer when we come back right here on today's Homeowner Radio. Stay with us. We'll be right back. Are you hooked on home improvement? Take our easy-to-understand and practical advice with you wherever you go by downloading our Today's Homeowner podcast. With a fresh new episode every week, you'll always have the latest tips and answers to your home improvement questions. Subscribe today through your favorite podcast app or visit todayshomeowner.com/podcast to learn a lot more.
There's never been a better time to be a doer. Not with the Home Depot in your corner. And new digital tools on our Home Depot app, like image search. Snap a picture with our app, find just what you need. And our product locator will not only tell you how many we've got, it'll lead you right to them in the store. Oh, and if you can't make it to the store, we can deliver. From time-saving tools to game-changing innovations, it's a good time to be a doer at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
Looking to update the look of your fireplace mantle? I've got just what you need at checkinginwithchelsea.com. Just search for fireplace plans for free printable plans. Then watch my how-to video of this simplistic but sophisticated design, and you're on your way to building your own fireplace mantle too. I can't wait to see what you build, so be sure to share your mantles by tagging me on social media. I'm at checkinginwithchelsea. Again, the plans and video are online now at checkinginwithchelsea.com.
Looking for easy home improvements? Instantly refresh the look of your bathroom by changing the grill on your bath fan or by adding one with a decorative light. If your mirror stays foggy after a shower, it's time for a new bath fan altogether. The Braun Upgrade Kit lets you convert your bath fan to a new one in less than 10 minutes. In the kitchen, consider replacing your range hood with a Braun under cabinet hood. It's so easy to install, you don't even need a contractor. Learn more at Braun.com. Braun New Tone, come home to fresh air. This is the Today's Homeowner Radio Show, your place to be able to get all the information you need to have the best looking house on the block. When we were headed out to break, I shared a trivia question with you about ants. Many people think of ants as pests, and they certainly can be, but one ancient civilization actually used ants as a pest deterrent. Which civilization used ants and why? I can't imagine the answer to this, Joe, but they only give me the question. They don't give me the answer. What's the answer?
Well, they don't want you to have too much information.
I guess not.
Right? Well, the answer is in 1200 BC, the Chinese discovered some predatory ants that would go around eating beetles and bugs and things that the Chinese, specifically farming Chinese, would consider pests. So they would get these predatory ants and put them out, and they would eat up the beetles and the caterpillars and everything else. And they also, to increase the ants' chance of getting these other bugs, they tied ropes and strings to all the branches, so the ants had a little runway up and down the tree.
Wow!
which the caterpillars were not too crazy about. And if you've ever seen those nature shows about ants, they are unbelievably voracious and aggressive, certain breeds, and incredibly strong. I remember reading when I was a kid, and I couldn't quite wrap my head around this, but they said if like an ant was the size of a man, it could, I forgot, like lift two cars over its head.
Yeah, I know.
I thought, whoa, I'm glad they're not breeding them any bigger than they are. We would all be working for ants right now if they did. So
that's pretty good.
So there you go. That's the answer. Not all ants are bad.
All right, Joe, before we wrap up this hour, how about sharing with us another great simple solution?
All right, Danny, here's how to convert a plastic milk crate into a child's seat with storage. That's the key part. You can buy these milk crates at any hardware store or home center. They're really affordable. And they come in several different colors. But to make it a seat, you start with a square of half-inch plywood, slightly larger than the crate itself because it's going to overlap the edges of the crate. And then you set a piece of 2.5-inch thick foam rubber on top of the plywood and wrap it. And we wrapped it actually when I shot the Simple Solution, which you can find online at todayshomeowner.com. I just wrapped it in a brand new canvas drop cloth. Really affordable, really durable, easy to clean. But you can use any kind of fabric. But anyway, you just wrap the foam in the plywood, staple it along the bottom. Then I screwed on 4 1x2 cleats around the edges of it. And that's just to keep it from sliding off the crate.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, I guess you don't really need the cleats, but it does keep the cushion from sliding off. And then you just set the crate in the kid's room with the opening facing up, obviously. Fill it up with toys or books or whatever you want to store. And you set this right on top, this little seat on top. And it's just the right height for kids, probably from like 3 or 4 years old down, right, where they can sit comfortably. And it teaches them to store away their stuff at the end of the day.
And it's their own little seat. So you know
that's
that
right.
They just absolutely
that's
love
right.
that. So pretty good. Well, we'll remind you that you can see over 500 Simple Solutions on todayshomeowner.com/simplesolution. And if you have a Simple Solution, we always welcome you to send that in so that we might be able to share it with all our listeners all over the country. Now that's going to pretty much wrap up the first hour of Today's Homeowner. Boy, we got a lot of information packed in this hour. And if you're listening to a station that doesn't carry the second hour, that's okay. We don't want you to miss anything. So head over to todayshomeowner.com/radio so that you don't miss what's about to happen in the next hour. And also remind you about our podcast, todayshomeowner.com/podcast, or wherever you download your podcast. I'm Danny Lipford along with my buddy Joe Truini. Thanks again for listening to this hour of Today's Homeowner Radio.
Today's Homeowner with Danny Lipford is produced each week by Three Echoes Productions, a division of Danny Lipford Media. Today's Homeowner is heard each week on great radio stations across the country, online at todayshomeowner.com, and through podcasts available from iTunes. If you'd like to reach us, you can send us an email by going to todayshomeowner.com/ask or call us anytime at 1-800-946-4420. Hey, thanks for listening to this hour of Today's Homeowner with Danny Lipford.